7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh my god. That was awesome. Oh, we're gonna have a good day today. Did you lock the car tub? Good lord, it's already 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Ghouls. Good midday! Alright, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Ghouls Committee, and it's time to do my thing. What the hell is my thing? Well, today, we've got a very overcast day. There's no sun. We're not going to be seeing any sun for quite a while. But it's nice and warm. It's about 12 degrees. Working its way up. Going to get even warmer. We had a really nice warm day yesterday. Got up to 22 degrees. Holy cats. And so today, although it's a little bit cooler, it's a little bit safer for me to be outdoors. So we've decided to come outdoors today. Where are we? Oh my god, there's a marmot in this culvert right here. I just saw him go in there. Hi, Mati! There's a Mati in the culvert. Stick your nose out, buddy. Okay, obviously we're at Herrenhaven. Let's go over to this side. We're at Herrenhaven today. And I've got stories to tell you. We're at Herrenhaven. I just climbed over the gate to go onto the Mulhall's property. And I looked down into this culvert and I saw a little butt running into the hole. Oh, I see your butt, Mati. Oh my god, he was a meter away. I could reach out and touch him. We've got a Mati in the hole. And now he's probably running over to the other hole. So now we're going to go over to the other hole and see if he sticks his head out. Come on out, Mati. No, he's not going to come out this side. Let's not hassle the Mati. I don't want him to think that I'm here to get him or to be rude to Matis in any way. But I'm so happy to see him. I wasn't prepared. I was not prepared. Otherwise, I would have had my damn camera ready. There's a Mati in the hole. There's a Mati in the hole. Yay! Okay, so I got to tell you about the crazy thing that happened to me yesterday. This is funny, and I wish I could have gotten this recorded. Wish I could have gotten it on tape. But I went down to the creek last night at dusk, you know, for some crepuscular action, hoping to find an owl or two, right? So I leave my house at about 10 after 7, get down to the creek 5 minutes later, because I walk slow. What's that bird? And I go down to the creek and I look for owls. And I'm there for 45 minutes. I'm looking for owls here. I'm looking for owls there. I'm standing outside the creek, you know, walking up and down it. Can't find Jack. I go down into the creek, walk around in the creek. Can't find Jack except for some more golf balls. I got a yellow, an orange, and a red golf ball. Big deal. So I'm leaving the creek. I climb up out of the creek and I'm walking across the little lawn there heading back to my car, and I'm about halfway when I hear hoot 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 hoo hoot 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 hoo hoot 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 hoot. It was the loudest damn owl hoot I've ever heard, and I'm not exaggerating. Regular committee members will think, yo, we know Tobe. He does have a penchant for exaggeration. And whereas this is true, you'll know when I'm exaggerating because it's obvious. If I wanted to exaggerate how loud this owl was, I would say he was louder than Krakatoa. Okay, that's obviously not true. I'm obviously exaggerating. So when I tell you that this is the loudest owl hoot that I've ever heard, you need to take my word for it. Oh my god, look what we got up here. I'm gonna head over here. Yeah. The loudest owl hoot I've ever heard. And I've heard a lot of owl hoots. So I turn around and I'm facing back towards the creek and he hoots a few more times. I can't see him. I don't know where he is. But he wanted to make sure that I knew that he was still there. And he wanted to make sure that I knew that I didn't find him and that he won and he's the best. And I was going to say, I'll get you next time, Owlie, or something, but I didn't. I just turned around and I walked away because I want to lull him into a false sense of security. I want him to know that, yeah, I'm no threat. You can hang out. You don't have to worry about me. You can scare me away. So I can get close to him and see him more in the future. Alright, well, you're not going to believe where I am right now. I have walked across the Mulhouse property. And when I was about halfway, I could see this. There's dirt. There's mud. What's all these dirt and sticks and what is... Oh my goodness, did they do what I think I did? Yes, and as I was walking by the depressed areas, the little dips in the land, I noticed that they were dry, bone dry. Could it be? Is it true? Yes, it is! They have cleared the beaver blockage. They removed the beaver dam from the little outpouring creek. Wow, look at it. And now it's empty. And you can see all where it was flooded, and you can see the high water line. But there's no more high water line. Water is now flowing. Flowing through into the culvert here. Oh, wow, and look at all these prints. There's lots of footprints around here. Are these beaver footprints or are these Mati footprints? I was going to say beaver, obviously, but no. These are not webbed toed footprints. These are Mati footprints. There's a lot of Mati, lot of Mati, lot of Mati footprints here. Digga diggy. Cool. Right, so I'm standing here on the culvert. On the culvert, and I'm looking upstream. And it just looks like a drained swamp. Ghostly. Well, pretty soon we'll have leaves and green grass, and it'll be great. Well, okay, so didn't they do this just in time? Yes, they did. The funny thing is you can also now see all the old... plants, the bushes and stuff that the beavers cut down to get their little sticks to plug up the hole, and na 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 na. Awesome. Yeah, there's some deer tracks back here too. Unsurprising. Yeah. There's a minor scar here where they had to bring in some kind of heavy equipment. Probably a small backhoe shovel, and they had to dig it out. So there's some piles of mud and some piles of broken sticks laying around. Yeah, okay. They kind of got to this just in time. If they would have left that any longer, rain would have come and we would have had big problems. All right, I'm following these deer tracks. At least I'm trying to. They go this way. Do-do-do-do-do, the deer tracks go into the forest, the deer tracks heading into Heron Haven. Na-na-na-na. Okay, well, since we're here, let's just, enjoy the grand tour. Back on the Mulhouse property. We haven't been able to get here onto this spot right here for months because of the beaver flood. Here's that other access area where the animals like to come in and out. Let's see if we got some footprints in the mud over there. Oh yeah, we do. And we've got a red-winged blackbird. Futufawee. So yeah, my owl was laughing at me last night. My owl buddy. Oh, now look at these footprints. Here's interesting tracks. We got deer. We got little deer. And what the hell is this? Must be Mati. Yeah, Mati. And, well, this is either dog or coyote. Mati, Mati, Mati tracks. All right, we got Mati tracks. Where I'm walking now is currently underwater. This would be sort of temporary pond two. Oh, wow. And up here in the little creek, they've had to scoop out some some beaver engineering. Yeah, lots of beaver damage in here. Trees with bark chewed off. Small stumps. Large trees that are now falling over because of beavers. All right. I'm working my way up to the primary temporary pond, which is greatly reduced in volume and area. Wow. The temporary pond now just kind of looks like, well, the last dregs of temporary pond in June. All right. So now, since we're out here, we might as well head out to the weir here. Looks like they had some heavy equipment out here at some point in time recently too. Okay. So I'm now standing on the berm that separates the Herrenhaven Pond from... Is there something right here? Is there a dude in the water right here? Who's up here? Is there somebody up here? Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. Yeah, so this is always sort of an unusual angle. I think we got frogs. We got frogs and dudes swimming around. This is always an interesting angle to see Herrenhaven from, because, well, don't normally see this, do you? No, you don't. So I'm looking out there. I'm looking for dudes. Looking for any kind of action birds. Action birds, yeah, yeah. Let's go up here. I'm actually going out to the actual weir now. And, there's beaver paths everywhere. You can see where the bevs were just running around. I'm looking for anything hiding back here. Nothing. Nothing hiding back in here. What about deers? Check for deers. No deers. Okay. I'm working my way into the wind. Wow. This, whatever this tree was, it got all chomped. All chomped for Bevler. Bevler building. Yay. Chompity chomp chomp. Now, I know there's a Mati den up here. Let's see if there's anybody up here doing anything. Who's up here? Anybody? Well, the funny thing is this den... Yeah, I would say it's not in use by marmots. But did a scratty crawl in there? I don't think this is a scratty den. Scratty dens are over there. And you know, we haven't seen any scratties yet. Where's our muskrat buddies? Oh wait, did I forget to tell you about the turkeys? I think I did. When I was driving here, less than 15 minutes ago, or just about 15 minutes ago, let's say 16 minutes ago, as I was driving here to Herrenhaven, I was driving down Ione Worthman Drive, and I came around the bend, and I had to slow and come to a complete stop, because who's standing in the middle of the... Oh, there's some duckies. There's some duckies in the temporary pond. I spooked them. Sorry, ducky buddies. Didn't... Who's that over there? Is that a squirrel? I just saw a dude running over there. Who's in there? I think it was just a squirrel. Anyway, yeah, so I'm driving over here. I get around that little bend and I have to come to a complete stop because there's a turkey standing right in the middle of the damn street, right in my lane, dead center. So I start laughing. I have to come to a complete stop and I'm just sitting there. And I'm looking around and like, oh, here's all his buddies. You know, oh, I hear quackers. Okay, there's some ducks flying away behind me. Good quacks. Good quacking. Yeah, so there was 7 or 8 other turkeys standing around in these people's lawn. I kind of want to go back and look for that marmot. No, we're going to head out. We'll head out into the forest here. So I had to stand there. I mean, I had to sit there in the middle of the street for a few minutes going, yeah, hi, how are you? Oh, I'm a turkey. Yeah, I know. It was pretty great. And that's what I was laughing about when the show was starting. Because I had to sit there for 3 minutes, I swear. It was hilarious. Oh, turkeys, they're always a hoot. Not like that owl who was giving me the business last night. I didn't even see him. He was laughing at my ass, though. Okay, so what do I want to do? Do I want to go into the back? I kind of want to go back and look for that marmot. I did bring my camera, didn't I? Yeah, it's in my pocket. Okay. All right, what else was I going to tell you? Probably lots of important stuff. Yeah, let's head into the back 40. What the hell? Crossing the land bridge betwixt the sub pond and the billabong. Doesn't seem to be much action. That's cool too. All right, let's head into the back here. What else was I going to tell you? Now I lost my train of thought again. But that's okay. I'd rather have a disjointed train of thought than bad sinuses. Yesterday was a bad sinus day for me. Made my whole day kind of crappy. Anything back there in the billabong? No. Okay, let's keep going. There was something else I was going to tell you. What was it? Was it about food? What have I been? Oh yeah, it was about food actually. I went to the store. I gotta go to the other store, but I went to the other store because I was out in wherever. I went to the whatever store. And while I was there, I noticed that they have the bratwurst that I like. So I said, okay, you know, while I'm here, I'm just gonna grab some brats. So I was reaching for the bratwurst when I realized, no, they didn't actually have the ones that I like. Recently I've been eating the beer brats. This is a company that has quite the selection of different bratwursts. And I kind of don't like some of the ones that they have. They're bitter and weird. But the beer brats are kind of okay. So I was looking for the beer brats. They did not have beer brats. I thought, that's weird. But we got woodpeckers everywhere, though. So I'm standing there going, Chip, my bat wish. You know, just complaining, like I usually do. I'm looking out over the turtle reproduction pond no action. So now I'm standing there, and now I have to make a decision. Should I try some other variety of bratwursts? And I know the ones that I don't like, and I know the ones that I have a problem with, and then I notice that there's these weird ones. Stadium brats. They look a hell of a lot like the beer brats. So I thought, okay, well, perhaps I'll get them. So I did. And I ate one or two, and they're pretty good. And I did not have a problem with them. And that's when I wondered, what the hell's the difference between a beer brat and a stadium brat? But it doesn't matter now, because we've stepped into the big blind. What do we got going on? All right, to my left, over in the little harbor, we've got half a dozen Canada geese. We've got three little duckies. Can't tell what they are from here. Teals, I think, maybe? I don't see any little turtles on any logs. We've got wood ducks, male and a female pair, another male and a female pair right here. Three, four geese swimming around. We've got, oh, look at that. We might have goose nests on Goose Island. This is unbelievably good news. Wow. It hasn't been like this in a couple years. Okay, so yeah. One, two, it looks like at least three. Possibly four or more. All right, what else we got? We got other duckies. We got angry Canadas. There's more way out there, too. What is up here close? Anything? I'm gonna stick my head out and look over at the delta. Oh, where's my big, tall, striding birds? And let's see, I'm also thinking at this time of year, well, we're going to be seeing egrets soon. They usually show up halfway through April. There's some more wood ducks or something hiding over there and then under the bushes. Where's all my damn turtles? Where's all my turtle buddies? Well, it's a very non-turtly day. I'm going to head back and find that marmot, see if we can say hi to Mr. Marmot, because I like mutties. All right, so we're leaving the big blind. Hey, what are those one ducks called? I'm going to stop here and look at the duck chart here real quick. The duck chart? Yeah, the duck charts were moved out of the blind and put on this wall blind that, oh, we're going to not... Yeah, scalps. Harlequin ducks are very nice. Okay, let's go. And then, of course, the hooded mergansers. I have seen hooded mergansers out here. They're very cool. But it's been a few years since I've seen them, though. And when I did see them, they were in the sub pond of all places. It was kind of wacky. All right, so I've turned around. And I'm going to start heading out. I want to head back to... that Mati. Mati in the covert. Doodle doodle. Mati, Mati, Mati. Right. So I bought the stadium brats. And I've had a few since I bought them a couple days ago. I gotta go to the store today and get waffles. Waffle, waffles. And something else. What else was I supposed to get? Celery? Okay, but bratwursts. So, when I was eating the stadium-style bratwursts, I was thinking, how in the hell are these any different than the beer bratwursts? They look the same, they taste the same, but somehow they are telling me that these are two completely different products. And, you know, I'm not going to believe that, oh, the beer brats have beer in them, and that makes them beer brats, and we use the finest Wisconsin beer from Sheboygan. Sheboygan? Are you sure you're not from Brooklyn? Sheboygan. Sheboygan. You know who lives in Sheboygan? Eugen Charundelos. You know that Diplodocus? Eugen Charundelos? Lives in Sheboygan. So I had to do some research yesterday, last night, because this question of what the hell is the difference between these bratwursts is really getting on my nerves, and I had to look it up. So I go to the company website, and they're not going to tell you, but you know, if you're diligent and you show some perseverance, you will get the answers that you're looking for. And the answers that I was looking for turned out to be fillers and gluten. Yeah. Yeah. The difference between the beer brats and the stadium brats is the stadium brats didn't have any fillers or gluten. Uh-huh. Okay. That's cool. The funny thing is, I wasn't having any beer problems with the beer brats, because they usually have problems with fillers and gluten. But, yeah, no. Apparently the stadium brats are a little bit better for me. So I'm going to have to start looking for the stadium brats. But I don't think my regular store has the stadium brats. I think they only have the beer brats. That's why I bought the beer brats to begin with. Chicken cacciatore. So I'm back on the Mulhouse property, lurking my way back to that covert with the Monty in it, and I can see his guard hairs and everything. He was so nice. I almost could have put my hand down in there and petted my Monty friend. Okay. No, he's not in that pipe. He's in this pipe. There's two little culverts right there by that gate. And so they like to get in both of them. So you never know. And they have two ends. So you can be playing some sort of wacky game of whack-a-mati, which I would never play, because matis are my friend. Let's go sneaking up here. Who's up here? We got any matis? Sticking our noses out. Where did he go? Well, maybe Mr. Mati decided to move his butt, because I don't see any matis out here now. No matis in the pipe. Matis in the pipe. There's no matis in the pipe tonight. Doop. I'm walking around the back of the butterfly garden, because I know that matis like to come back here sometimes, and I know that there's another hole under this bridge. There's a wooden bridge back here that has been rebuilt. I don't know why they rebuilt this. And there is a mati hole right here. And it looks like it's been used recently, but it's not in use right this second. It's got too much stuff. Too much stuff jammed up in the hole. Alright, walk around the loop path. Now I'm behind the dragonfly pond. I do not see any dragonflies. And that's cool too. Well, nice lovely day of overcastness and cool and not hot. And now I'm thinking about maybe going to the store, maybe eating some bratwurst, because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that checks for cleared beaver dams every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. But now we got to go home.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Yes. Alright, should I go to the store now? Should I put it off? No, I'm not that far away. Marmot in the culvert.